This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we're coming up on finals, right? Because it's, you know, winter time, Christmas, Hanukkah time. And happy Hanukkah for everybody celebrating. Very, very cool. I have not had any latkes yet. I'm afraid to actually, because when I make a latke, I mean, it is really deep soaked and deep fried, and it's a lot of oil that I've been trying to lose weight. But you know, it's comfort food. You know, we Jews, we like our comfort food. Okay, you know, matzo ball soup, latkes, right? A lot of, you know, sugary stuff. We just do. You know, we need our comfort food because, you know, it's just something that I guess we eat. That, okay, we know how to eat. And but you know, my kids aren't really enjoying the holidays yet because they have finals coming up, and I think they're in school all the way through till next week. And so one of the things they had to do as part of the end of the semester is my older boy had to make a video where they were reenacting a scene from Hamlet. Now, I remember reading Hamlet. I remember having to memorize Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is a question, whether it's noble in the mind, to suffer the pain, whatever. I don't remember the whole Hamlet thing. But anyway, and so, you know, I see him. Here we are 30 years later, you know, after I had to do my Hamlet stint in high school. Has it really been 30 years since I've been in high school? No, it can't be. It can't, 15 years since I've been in high school. Oh, boy, now I'm depressed. Okay, now I need some latkes. Now I really need some comfort food. So anyway, so what my son did, which I didn't tell him to do. Okay, this is something I always did in school. Whenever I was given a project, especially something that had to do with Shakespeare, and I don't understand Shakespeare. I really doth, thou, dost, whilst, whilst, the flip, Mary, Bell, Denmark, something's rotten in the state of Denmark. Is that what, yeah, you know, I don't know. If One Fell Swoop from Macbeth, I remember One Fell Swoop. I do use that. That I like. I didn't like it when I read it, but now I could use it. One Fell Swoop. I like that. Like, I'm going to kick all y'all in one fell swoop. I love saying that. So anyway, what I did in school is every time, especially in English, every time I got a project and I didn't know what to do with it, I was like, you know what? Let's make it funny. And once I put a little comedic twist onto it, it was doable. It just was. Whenever we had to write a poem, I'm no poet. Do I sound poetic? But if I made it a funny poem, oh, yeah. We were doing Edgar Allan Poe years ago in school, and we had to write something incorporating one of the Edgar Allan Poe. Boy, he had a twisted mind, but his works were fascinating. So what I did is I rewrote The Raven, but I wrote it in terms of us being in school. Once upon a weekday dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, I forced myself to enter through the morbid classroom door. While in class nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping of someone harshly rapping on my head, now sore. 'Tis a dream, I muttered, one I dreamt before, only this and nothing more. See, I still remember that. Now, why do I remember that? Because was it a really good start to a really good poem? Yeah. But no, because I, throughout the whole thing, I infuse some comedy, and for me, that works, okay? That's my mojo. So here's my son complaining about English class the whole time and how they're in Shakespeare and how he doesn't understand it and he feels stupid. And last night, he showed me what he and his friends did. He and his friends went to a nearby park, and they recreated a scene from Hamlet. And what my son did, and I'm not here, you know, people don't want to sit there and hear you brag about your kids, but you guys know me, I never brag about the kids. I criticize my kids, I insult them on air all the time. But let me finally once, okay, revel in his comedic brilliance. So, there's only four boys. And Stone is the one that has the most gumption, where he doesn't mind playing the girl, and he doesn't mind, you know, I don't know, wearing pants up to his neck. So that's what he did. So for some reason, he was able to costume changes. Okay, I wish I could show you this, but I guess I'm not allowed to until they show it in class. But what he was able to do, it blew my mind. I didn't know he was that gifted. Okay, I didn't think he could act. I mean, I knew he could lie to my face. He has lied to my face, you know, many times. I knew he could do that. Boy, that's a big shocker. The first time your baby lies to you, you're like, but I'm your mama. You lie to your mama, and then you make him feel so guilty that you breastfed him and you had a 5-inch episiotomy, you know, for his head to come out of your lily, and you know, I make him feel so guilty, and you know, but though he's lied to me easy, but to see him be able to act and then act like, I guess in Hamlet, I don't remember, the queen dies, so he recreates dying from poison, seizure and all. I don't know how he did it. And, you know, I looked at this kid like, oh, my gosh. It's like I never knew you. You know, really impressed. Because the other son, he's not my favorite. I don't have any favorites. But the other son, he's the one that has a lot of the comedic stuff and can act. And so, you know, basically, my son is now in a very good mood today. Because even though I always tell him I'm proud of him, I didn't say, oh, I'm proud of you like I always do. I gave him that look like, oh, my gosh, that was brilliant. And he's on cloud nine. So I'm, like, in a good mood because I made my baby feel good. You know, my episiotomy scar is still burning, but that's okay. But he's, you know, it was just really, really cool. So, you know, for those of you guys that have kids, okay, who don't know how to get through a project like math is very hard to do comedy with math. Very, very difficult, unless you substitute X for farts or something, you know? So X is traveling down the highway at 50 miles an hour, so that's one fart, whereas Y, we'll call it a, I don't know, a piece of poop, is traveling down the highway at enough, you know, sometimes if you could infuse that for your kids, it really works. Yeah, I do that with medical students all the time. I'm like, look, okay, you know, you're trying to memorize all this. Okay, come up with the craziest picture. I don't even care if it's dirty. Just so you put it in your memory and you remember it. So very, very cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the GOP lost the Senate seat in a pretty important one in the Deep South, where Alabama Democrat Doug Jones was able to, by 1%, beat out Republican Roy Moore. From what we understand, he was down by about 20,000 votes, so we're talking very, very narrow. Has refused to concede the race, asking for a recount, and so I'm not sure how long that's going to go and, you know, who's going to be paying for that. But it was a tight race, and when it is this tight, you know, and especially with such a significant seat, I don't think he's going to concede that quickly. So there's been a lot of blame game. And it is a blow to the GOP. It's, you know, Moore was an avowed Christian conservative. There was a lot of allegations that circulated his campaign. Trump doubled down, even though Trump didn't officially, Trump had officially backed Strange before Moore. You know, the GOP had to double down and throw support behind the candidate. And again, there were, you know, some of the allegations, again, you know, in this day and age, you're guilty until proven innocent. So, you know, do you want to be somebody that, you know, jumps ship, you know, and feeds into the frenzy that happens? Or do you want to say, look, there's too many allegations, something's rotten in the state of Denmark, and see, now I'm using my Shakespeare, right? So, you know, was it the best candidate? No, it wasn't. And, you know, this is Alabama. To lose the Senate seat after 20 years, it means something's going on, and this was an upset. This was a definite upset. Now, from what we understand, I believe Chuck Schumer had to ward off an allegation that was supposedly a fake sexual harassment claim. I don't know how they're determining what's fake and what's not. But the one thing we do know is if you do have a quote-unquote past that you've been afraid that will haunt you, it's going to haunt you. Now the media will be all on top of it. And if you don't have a past, there may be people that don't like you that will create one. So I think Chuck Schumer, and I have to find that out. That was some breaking news. I think he deflected that one. Let me find that really quick here. I don't really know much about Chuck Schumer. Yeah, apparently he said, Senate Minority Leader reported a fake complaint accusing him of sexual harassment to Capitol Police. He told Axios that he is the victim of a fake document that implicates him in detailed harassment claims by a former aide. Now, Schumer's office confirmed the report to CNN and his communications director. There were no additional details. The former aide from Schumer's office, who was not named in the report, told Axios in a full interview she did not write the document and that none of its charges are true, adding that her signature on the document was forged. She also said she hadn't known about the document until Axios inquired about it. So apparently, the staffer named in the document worked for Chuck Schumer from 2009 to 2012, is now a career employee of the federal government. Schumer's office also said in a statement that the document is false. They reported it to the police. And now, you know, if this is the case, if this is what happened, that's ridiculous. Okay? You know, if people are making up these fake documents using real people's names or even fake names, and then the real person's like, well, I didn't do that. No. Now, you know, there's always conspiracy theories, like maybe they did and they changed their mind. Oh, that was forged. That wasn't from me. That wasn't, you know, I mean, many people that, you know, that are, you know, come forward, they want to come forward anonymously. They don't want to be, you know, well known because you get a lot of heat. You know, like we talked to Leanne Tweeden, you know, she's really gotten a lot of heat for coming forward on what happened with, you know, Al Franken thrusting his tongue in her mouth. And so, you know, victims will become re-victimized very easily. But I think that's baloney. I don't care if it's a Democrat senator, Republican senator. You bear false witness. You try to claim somebody did something to you when they didn't. That's jail time as far as I'm concerned. That's some bad stuff. So, you know, with what happened with Alabama, I mean, I don't know much about Moore. I really don't. But what I do know is people do not want to, especially constituents, not only do they not want an association with anything that could have to do with harassment, but even if Moore was innocent, and you know, this was a big, you know, conspiracy to have him look bad, you know, in the media, and, you know, the media would only cover those stories per se, people don't want unpredictability. And so if there's a candidate who just in the slightest chance could be iffy and have to step down, that makes people nervous. Like, look, Al Franken's stepping down. There's going to be an interim senator in the meantime until the election next November. But the constituents as well as the parties, they don't want that. They want to know that whoever they have is going to stick. You start losing senators mid-session, and then you have to put other people in there, that starts to mess things up in terms of a re-election and in terms of maintaining the seat. Al Franken probably was going to be a shoo-in for the next few elections. But now with this, now it could be up for grabs. Nobody wants to rock the boat when you got a solid seat. So now, question I got last night, what's going to happen with Obamacare? At this point, I don't see anything in the future coming around the bend or the pike, especially now with the GOP only having a 51-senator majority. And, you know, you have defectors in the GOP party that don't want to, sign a bill that, in their eyes, really effectively deals with Obamacare and repeals and replaces, which I don't think there's such a thing, to be honest. So I think it's going to remain to be the law of the land if Donald Trump and if Congress can make little mini laws saying, look, don't worry about the mandate, you know, don't worry about the employer mandate. You're not going to get fined. If they do little mini laws, that could help. The problem is when they say Obamacare implodes, it's already imploding. So my suggestion to anybody in Congress is start working on a new infrastructure. And I talked about this in terms of Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton won, Obamacare wasn't going to continue. There's no way Hillary, who was the, you know, foremother of the idea of starting to socialize medicine, per se, it was going to be a Hillary type of care. So the Democrats were poised to start redefining a healthcare system and not keeping the name Obama attached to it. So Democrats are for healthcare reform because they know Obamacare stinks, and they know that's what's hurting that's why the Republicans were able to take over the House and the Senate last election, as well as the White House. So Democrats know the system stinks. They just have to make sure there's enough people, enough voters liking the system. And in the next election or two, they don't have to run on, look at what Obamacare did for you. They don't have to do that. People are going to start forgetting about Obama. It's hard to, but people are trying, taking some active therapy to do so. But they are going to run on a look. We are going to try to keep your health care coverage and enhance it. And we are not going to let the Republicans mess with your health care. That's what they're going to run on without using the term Obamacare. They're going to be like, we're going to keep your Medicaid benefits. We're going to, you know, maintain these subsidies. And so what they're going to do is compartmentalize the part of health care that helps them and helps their constituents and their voters. So with that, use that momentum. If I was in Congress, and I'm not, and, you know, maybe it's good because I like to get things done. I like to do things. I hate things taking an act of Congress. I always say that, man, it took an act of Congress, you know, for me to get through the Walmart line, you know, take an act of Congress. So I don't really like acts of Congress. It takes too long for me. I'm just too impatient. I need to get stuff done. But if I was there, I would sit down with the Democrats and go, what will help you win the next few elections? So I'm like, well, why would you help us Democrats? And I'm like, because it helps us overall. What is it that your constituents really, really want? All right. And it's not handouts. Okay. You know, we sometimes in the media, you know, will say so, but, and no one's going to admit it. But, you know, what, look, Obamacare stinks. We can talk behind closed doors. It stinks. Okay. What do your constituents want? Well, they want the premiums down. Well, they want the deductibles down. Okay. Well, then boom. This is something that could please both sides. Come up with a plan, and so working together is probably going to be the only way to make some changes, and we can't be afraid that it's still going to be Obamacare, because the name's going to go away soon. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Anytime, any place, any anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Burger King is in the news. I love talking fast food. I can talk fast food all the time. But this is very, very cool. So a Burger King employee went above and beyond, you know, having it your way, and helped a diabetic customer. Apparently, one Texas woman's Facebook post about the helping hand of this Burger King employee went viral. And this is a kind of little feel-good story. I guess on Friday, Rebecca Boning... Oh, my necklace just fell off. Sorry, that's my necklace.
Yeah, it's cheap costume jewelry, but it looks sexy. Necklace, okay. Oh, it sounds Christmassy, doesn't it? All right, anyway. Rebecca Boning posted that while she was driving on the interstate in Amarillo, Texas, she realized that her blood sugar had dropped to dangerously low levels. As a diabetic, Miss Boning knew that the situation was going to be life-threatening. So she took the next exit and stopped at a Burger King to quickly get some food in her system. Now, she stumbled through placing her order, and she mentioned to the voice on the speaker that I was diabetic and in need of food. She said low blood sugar makes it difficult to think or act, she wrote in her Facebook post. So as she was pulling up to the window to pay for her order, the drive-thru cashier, Tina Hardy, rushed towards her, squeezing between the building and the car with a small cup of ice cream in hand. Very cool. I've never had Burger King ice cream, but I got to tell you, if I was ever, God forbid, hypoglycemic, I would chow that sucker down. I wouldn't even care about ice cream headache. Tina later explained that her husband was also diabetic, and she could tell that she needed help. Very cool. After peeing, she said, I pulled up to Tina's window where she gave me my food. So basically, she ran to where she was still ordering. Then she pulled up, and then she instructed me to park across the driveway so she could keep an eye on me until I felt better. Very smart. You don't give somebody ice cream and then have them drive while they're still in a hypoglycemic state. Very, very cool. So she ate. She recovered. She went back to thank the employee, Hardy, for her kind deed, then let Hardy's boss know she did well. And then she asked readers to share her story. And the post has now been shared more than 200,000 times, has almost 500,000 likes, etc. And she says, I think the fact that this has gone viral is because apparently people are not nice to each other anymore. I agree with that. So she told Today Food via Facebook Messenger that they have been texting each other since the incident. So now she's made a friend. And, I don't think we've heard from the employee. I hope the employee got a raise. But the reason why I bring up this feel-good story is because I talk about a lot of negative stuff on the show because, you know, politics and, you know, what's going on in today's world is, you know, sometimes pretty negative. So, you know, I got to report the news. But this reminds people that if somebody is acting funny, they're not always on drugs. They're not always stupid, okay? You could have somebody having a stroke right in front of you with garbled speech, not making sense, seeming incoherent, or you could have somebody going through a hypoglycemic attack. And, you know, rather than, oh, I'm not going to, you know, get involved, get involved. You know, that study that came out a couple weeks ago of, you know, women not getting CPR because, you know, people are afraid to be accused of assault by removing her shirt and bra to put an AED on and to do chest compressions is sad. This is the state we're in. Yeah, it's sad people are assaulted and people are abused. That's horrifying also, the degree that that's happened. But we are at the point now where we are so afraid of being accused of stuff that we don't want to help. Now, good Samaritan laws are supposed to protect you. If you do try to save somebody's life and you don't, okay, you know, if you're a healthcare professional, then you could be in trouble, you know, and then somebody could sue you. There was a case when I was in school that they made us learn about where a resident was on vacation driving home for the weekend or for the holidays, and there was a real severe accident in front of him. So he goes out to help the person, and the person was really banged up in his truck and couldn't breathe. Apparently, he was bleeding into his trachea. And so the resident got the person out of the truck and started performing life-saving measures to be able to get oxygen in him until the paramedics arrived. Paramedics arrived and the guy lived in the accident. However, the guy was paralyzed from the neck down and ended up suing the resident because they tried to blame the resident for his being paralyzed when he took the guy out of the car to save his life. Now, I know somebody could see both sides of this, going, well, what if the resident really did, you know, not use proper C-spine precautions and really causes paralysis? You know, but, you know, the rest of us are like, look, okay, you know, you have to take a chance to save somebody's life. So they either sit there and die, or you try to get them out of the car and try to help save their life. And so if it was a non-medical professional, there would be no lawsuit. But because it was a medical professional, there was a lawsuit. And the resident and the medical school and the hospital that he worked at all got sued. And so this is the world we're in right now. And we don't want people afraid to jump in and help. You know, look at that shooting that happened at the Texas church a couple weeks ago. Guy across the street goes out, takes his gun, shoots the gunner down, and it was shoots the gunner, and then the gunner, I guess, you know, while he's in his car, he later then pulls over and kills himself or whatever. But, you know, I mean, these good Samaritans, you don't hear a lot about, or maybe the media doesn't cover it. So somebody starts to act all hypoglycemic and you know, yeah, you could give them sugar. Yeah, I've been asked, what is the best sugar to give them? Here's the thing. It would be really good to give a sugar with a low, you know, glycemic index. But when you are hypoglycemic, we just give sugar. I mean, even through the IV, we'll give you dextrose, all right? We're not going to be picky, because you becoming hypoglycemic and having such a sugar drop, you know, bad things can happen pretty quickly. Now, if you are diabetic, you need to always have something sweet, whether it's some orange juice around, whether it's a Fruit Loop. But, you know, if you start to become hypoglycemic, you need to have something. And a lot of diabetics will have candy. Yeah, maybe it's not the best choice to have candy nearby. There are certain sugar tablets, dextrose tablets you could have and you could purchase. And dextrose is a different sugar than sucrose and fructose, but it's still a sugar. But they'll all work. And, you know, having something that has some sugar in it, I believe Gatorade has a certain amount of sugar. If it's not enough, you're going to have some candy or something to put you out, to bring you out of it. Now, hyperglycemic crises, you got to be careful for. And most diabetics know when they're high sugared or low. Being hyperglycemic, you rarely jump that quickly and become too high with your sugar. It takes longer. Hypoglycemia, that happens fast. Maybe you forgot that you took your insulin and you took a little too much. Maybe you didn't shake the insulin up correctly and you got too much of a dose. Maybe your medication kicked in. Maybe, you know, you just didn't eat enough. Now, many people with hypoglycemia, they're not diabetic. You know, when my sugar drops, I feel it. I don't like it. I get grumpy. I get a little dizzy. I get a little loopy. You know, so you want to have healthy type menus so that you don't have this reactive hypoglycemia. So the more sugar you eat, the more risk you are of having hypoglycemia. And people say, well, that's counterintuitive. So wouldn't you be hyperglycemic? Not entirely. Your body shoots out the insulin, and we've talked about the insulin, and the insulin's job is to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. Well, if you're always eating junk food and crappy sugary foods, then your body's going to preemptively, you know, have more circulating insulin. And the more circulating insulin, the higher the risk of hypoglycemia. So you want to make sure you're eating foods more like oatmeal, nuts, flaxseed. Blueberries are a less sugary, has a lower glycemic index than like cantaloupe or grapes, low-fat milk, hard-boiled egg, chicken tortilla wraps like light chicken. HealthLink also talks about carrot and green pepper sticks, you know, with your meal, fish. You know, a more rounded meal that gives you some carbs, but not these very, very highly sugary carbs. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. All right. Oh, Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Look at that. See? Ooh, you say that so many times, you just even forget what to say. I tell you, this is a kind of sad case, guys. I got to tell this. This is crazy case. There's a mom who has been arrested after her son had 323 hospital visits and 13 surgeries. And the child might not have needed most of them. He's only 8 years old. Christopher Bowen had been to the hospital 323 times, had undergone 13 major surgeries. He has been on a feeding tube, delivering food through his small intestines, confined to a wheelchair, has even been in hospice. And the reason why is because his mother claimed he had cancer or suffered from a rare degenerative disorder that affected his oxygen supply. She tried to get him on the lung transplant list. And Child Protective Services got involved because there was nothing wrong with him. He never even needed to have a feeding tube or oxygen. And he went through so many medically invasive tests that he didn't need to. His two siblings have already been removed from his mother's care. After she went to Children's Medical Center in Dallas claiming he had a massive seizure. He's now in foster care. And she now is in jail because of fabricating his illnesses. Her bail is set for $150,000 and she has declined an interview request, obviously. Her father, or Christopher's father, Ryan Crawford, says her arrest was a long time coming. He's angry that it took so long for the system to finally believe that the mother was lying about the illnesses. How do you do 13 surgeries? He said, how do you do it? How do you do 13 surgeries and not question the fifth, the sixth? So investigators think this case is a Munchausen syndrome by proxy. I'll talk to you about what Munchausen is and then by proxy. Basically, it's a mental disorder where with Munchausen, you fabricate you having a medical condition. And by proxy, you fabricate that the person you're taking care of has a medical condition. So apparently, Dr. Mark Feldman, a nationally recognized expert on the disorder, said they doctor shop and hospital shop. They often frequent many emergency rooms over a large geographic area. One doctor may never know that the medical procedures or diagnostic tests have already been performed elsewhere. So it keeps happening over and over and over again. Yeah, you can see the scars, but many times surgeons will go through the original scar. So you can't tell how many surgeries somebody's had. Unfortunately, there's a 9% mortality rate among published reports. The disorder is underreported, and it is the most lethal form of child abuse. The mothers tend to be, he says, master deceivers and liars. They're very skilled at what they do. Apparently, the husband, or the father, said they met at a club about a decade ago. They dated on and off for 2 years. He says there were early signs when she was pregnant that something wasn't right. She would call in the middle of the night and claim to be in the hospital. The boy was born prematurely. He recalls that the mom claimed that Christopher wouldn't drink his milk and throw up when he did. And I think they got a divorce. So she ended up getting full custody of her son back in 2014. And so unfortunately, she had the control to take him to the hospital without dad knowing. And I guess every time they were in the courtroom, she kept saying that the boy was dying. And the judge stated that I need to accept that my son was dying. And I said, no, I'm not going to accept that he's dying. Because the kid wasn't. So he loses custody. She takes over. She's sick in the head. This was a big cluster. Dad was paying $600 a month. Child support kept continuing to do that. But he complained to CPS twice, Child Protective Service twice. And his aunt complained. And the agency said there were no records of complaints. So I don't know what's going on, but this is bad. So they're filing a medical malpractice suit against the doctors that did the procedures. But, and I before I go into all the stuff that he had to deal with, one procedure led to then an infection, and then he was in the ICU with another blood infection. And so what ends up happening is it's not that he's healthy every single time he comes to the doctor. It's enough stuff gets done where the kid starts to get sick. So let's go back and talk about what Munchausen syndrome is. So Munchausen is basically where somebody themselves, okay, deliberately produces or exaggerates symptoms in several ways. They may hurt themselves just so they could be seen by the doctor or medical provider. They may lie or fake these symptoms. So some people go, oh, so it's hypochondriac. No, it's not. No, hypochondriac's different. Hypochondriac, you really feel like they're real symptoms. Munchausen is where you are deliberately faking it. You'll have an inconsistent medical history. The symptoms don't really make sense to the average medical provider. There's very predictable relapses. So once you improve, and the doctor's like, good, now this will fix you. You know, now, you know, the infection is gone. Your blood count is good. They quickly try to relapse. They know their hospital and medical terminology very, very well. There's going to be multiple surgical scars. After a negative test shows, look, you're cured, you're good, there may be a new set of symptoms. Presence of symptoms only when the patient is with others or being observed. So when the patient is alone, they may be fine. Then all of a sudden, when around other people, they'll fake it. They go to multiple hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, even in different cities. Reluctant to allow the doctor to meet or talk with family and friends. They also have some self-esteem issues, etc. And we don't really have a lot of statistics of how many. You know, when I think back to my practice, I might have had a few. But when I got a case that I couldn't handle, I would refer and, you know, have a specialist involved. But I don't remember somebody having multiple surgeries. Because if I didn't think they needed surgery, I wouldn't have recommended it, so then they probably went to another doctor. But now, in terms of Munchausen syndrome by proxy, this is where they will cause an illness or injury to a child or elderly adult or person who has a disability. And they're now living this Munchausen syndrome through another human being. And it's usually somebody very, very vulnerable that can't stop the parent from doing it. So it's abuse in the highest sense. They'll lie about the child's symptoms. They may even try to change the test results. They may, you know, physically harm the child so that he really does have abdominal pain. I mean, it's so bad. It's one of the scariest things when a parent has this. And, you know, many times they say that these people have had a pretty ample medical experience themselves. Either they're in the medical field or they, and it's not even to get narcotics. Yeah, you may see some going, look, if my kid is sick, I'll get narcotics for the kid, tell him to lie, and then I could get the narcotics. That's a form of it. But many times they just want, it's some mental disorder where they just want the satisfaction of medical personnel, you know, falling all over themselves, trying to cure something that you caused. You know, the root of this psychological, this psychological issue is you having that control. You are able to make an illness and you are able to get some of the finest minds, you know, in that city to do something for that illness. And it's a power trip. It's disgusting. It really is. And so anybody who as a relative of this, you have to get the children away or the elderly parent or whoever is unfortunately at risk. You have to get them away as quickly as possible. And Child Protective Services needs to be very, very aware. Now, you know, being in Child Protective Services, I can understand the dilemma and the conflict. You have somebody saying, look, she's taking my kid to the doctor and the kid's not sick. Well, you want a sick child getting better. You see the child, they look sick, you're going to be like, you're going to side with the mother. But if the mother is inducing the sickness, how do you prove that? You need to have cameras, you need, you know, I don't know how anybody in Child Protective Services could prove that. So it's very scary. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Deli.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you?
With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.